Hello and welcome. This is your health bestie, Barbara. In the last episode, we discussed life without health insurance and briefly touched on premium tax credits. Today, we will discuss premiums, indemnities, deductibles, and income protection. Awesome. This show is presented by Health Solutions Today, where we offer health insurance for solopreneurs and small business owners. Navigating the world of health insurance can be overwhelming. Schedule an appointment today to discuss your health insurance needs. A quick 15-minute call can protect you and your family. Our discussion today is not meant to treat or diagnose any particular disease, and it should not substitute qualified medical advice. Indemnities, premiums, deductibles, income protection. Oh my! You may be wondering, what is an indemnity? Indemnities were created in the 60s and 70s. Basically, you pay for the service up front and submit a bill for reimbursement. Later in the 80s and 90s, service benefit plans were created by the American Hospital Association. And this reimbursed providers directly. In an indemnity, you pay the out-of-pocket cost and receive a reimbursement. Service benefit plans later became the norm. What is a premium? Health insurance protects us from financial strain due to medical costs. A premium is like a gym membership. In a gym membership, you receive access to a range of benefits, which can include gym equipment, classes, training, tanning beds, massage chairs, and possibly more. In health insurance, you receive access to a network of providers, such as a primary care physician, specialists, hospitals, and labs, and possibly more, depending on your needs. The health insurance does not pay all the costs, but it greatly reduces the costs. We as a holder of health insurance may also pay deductibles, co-payments, indemnities, and co-insurance. When you sign up for health insurance, you receive a package that outlines parts that are covered and parts that you pay. You will also have electronic access to these documents inside your client portal. The client portal is where you sign in to your health insurance plan. Inside the portal, you receive access to your health insurance cards. You can search for and select a primary care physician, and it houses all your benefits in general. The amount of the premium can vary based on age, gender, location, and the included benefits. As an individual, your total cost can include the fixed monthly premium and out-of-pocket costs. Out-of-pocket costs can include your annual deductible, co-payment, and co-insurance. Those are a lot of terms: fixed monthly premium, out-of-pocket costs, annual deductible, co-payment, and co-insurance. Let's break this down. Many people who are employed believe that their employer pays their premium. Usually, the employee unknowingly pays for health insurance in the form of non-existent wage growth. Perhaps you receive an annual pay raise of 20 cents. The rate of inflation can range between 3 to 5%. If your annual pay raise is a matter of pennies, then it is non-existent because every year that you work in that position, you actually make less money than the year before. Many people wonder why employers don't pay them more. Employees are lured into employment because of the benefits. All of the benefits included in employment are deducted from the paycheck, resulting in lower wages going into your bank account. If you are employed simply to receive benefits, then it may be worth it to simply pay for health insurance and use the time to improve your business in order to give yourself a pay raise and beat the rate of inflation. Later in this episode, I will tell you about income protection. This is a benefit included in plans for those who at some point are temporarily unable to work. A co-payment is a fixed dollar amount per service received. If you have a doctor's visit or a 30-day supply for a prescription, there is a fixed amount that you may pay. Co-insurance is a percentage of a price for a service or product. For example, you may have a prescription that is not covered by your health insurance plan. In this case, you may be required to pay for 50% of the cost of the prescription each year until you reach a $500 deductible for prescriptions. This means that if the medication costs $100 for a 30-day supply, then you would pay $50 each month for the prescription until you have made payments that total $500. This would take 10 months. Assuming you began paying for the prescription in January of the same year, then you would pay $50 a month for 10 months, and the final 2 months of the year would be covered by the health insurance provider. Perfect. An annual deductible is an amount that you must pay before your health insurance begins to pay for services. In many cases, you can adjust the amount of your premium by having a higher annual deductible. For example, your premium each month may be higher if you have an annual deductible of $500 than if you had an annual deductible of $5,000. Sweet. What does all of this mean? If you have an annual deductible of $500, then that is all you have to pay for the year outside of your monthly premium. Your health insurance will pay for everything else. This means if your annual deductible is $5,000, then you will need to pay for $5,000 worth of services before your health insurance begins to pay for services you receive. Great. When would you select one over the other? If you know that you will see the doctor frequently, then you may opt for a higher premium and lower annual deductible. But if you don't believe you will have very many office visits or out-of-pocket expenses, then you may want to opt for the lower premium and higher out-of-pocket annual deductible. Excellent. If you opt for the lower monthly premium and higher annual deductible in this example, it means you will need to spend $5,000 before your health insurance begins to pay for services, but this is okay if you don't see yourself using $5,000 worth of expenses in doctor's visits, prescriptions, lab work, operations, and so forth. This way you can save money and still have coverage and see your PCP, your primary care physician, for annual visits and checkups. Awesome. Now, let's discuss in-network and out-of-network. When we talk about co-payments and out-of-pocket cost, we would be amiss if we skipped over in-network and out-of-network. A provider network is a group of physicians, hospitals, clinics, labs, imaging, and other testing facilities that have agreed to accept a discounted negotiated rate from the health insurer. Great. When you choose a provider that is in-network, in many cases, you will have a discounted rate when compared to a provider who is out-of-network. An out-of-network provider may not have a prior negotiated rate. In addition to this, some plans do not offer benefits at all if the provider is out-of-network. In this event, the cost of the visit would be up to the patient. Not only that, these costs would not go towards the annual deductible, which is also known as the out-of-pocket maximum. Okay, great. If you have questions about health insurance or need to enroll, use the link in the description below to have a 15-minute discovery call. Our knowledgeable health insurance experts would be happy to safely guide you through the complicated world of health insurance. Good stuff. How do out-of-pocket costs compare across provider networks? Previously, we discussed HMOs, health maintenance organizations, PPOs, preferred provider organizations, and EPOs, exclusive provider organizations. Cost sharing varies from one organization to another. When selecting health insurance, carefully consider which one will benefit you and your family the most. To help, I will briefly describe the three main provider networks. HMOs control costs by restricting provider networks and limiting out-of-network benefits. PPOs in general have a wider range of networks and a more generous out-of-network benefit. EPOs are similar to HMOs in that the network is restrictive and it limits out-of-network benefits as well. If you have a serious medical concern and want a second opinion, you may benefit from access to a wider network of providers. This way you can get a second opinion along with treatment options with your diagnosis, and perhaps you may find a more favorable method of treatment as well. Wonderful. It is possible after selecting an in-network provider to receive an out-of-network bill. Allow me to give an example here. If your PCP, who is in-network, orders a blood test from an out-of-network lab, then the lab work will be out-of-network. When the in-network provider orders the lab work, have them look for a facility that is in-network with your health insurance plan. This will help to control your out-of-pocket costs. Providers often have multiple labs and facilities that they partner with. Just ask them to make sure it is in-network to avoid any unexpected expenses. Awesome. Easy peasy. Sometimes you may not be able to avoid interacting with an out-of-network provider. For example, perhaps you fell ill and your PCP was not able to get you in the office the same day. Maybe you had to wait a week to see the doctor, but you are doubled over in pain and need to see someone today. Yikes! So you go to a walk-in clinic at your local grocery store because they can see you today. Upon examination, the nurse practitioner decides you need to get an x-ray immediately and refers you to urgent care. The walk-in clinic and the urgent care may both be out of network. Check your benefits package to see what's included. In this example, sometimes going out of network is unavoidable. There simply may not be an adequate amount of facilities available. In some cases, smaller cities and rural settings, there may only be emergency services available outside of regular business hours, which is when most doctors' offices are open. Perfect. So let's talk about prescriptions. This is the final cost I want to cover before we get into income protection, which I think you will be interested in. When you calculate medical expenses for the year, take a look at the prescriptions you need. Every healthcare plan has a list of prescriptions that are covered. This list is referred to as a drug formulary. In this list, there will be drugs that are not covered or they are covered with a higher cost. In addition to this, drugs are listed by levels. Higher levels result in higher out-of-pocket costs. In the list of medications, there may be four different pricing tiers. Some lists may include seven different tiers. For our example, the formulary will have four tiers. The first tier consists of the preferred brand name drugs. The second tier could be non-preferred brand name drugs. The third tier would be specialty drugs, and the fourth tier even more specialized drugs. The idea behind the tiers is to help guide your decision and your doctor's decision in terms of medications. In this case, it is preferred that you purchase drugs from the first tier, as these drugs are the least expensive. Each tier requires more out-of-pocket costs. The first tier, in our example, may have a $10 copayment, $30 for the second tier, $50 for the third, and 20% coinsurance for the fourth tier. The 20% coinsurance for the fourth tier would mean that you pay 20% of the cost of the medication. Sometimes medications do not fit into the tiered list for one reason or another. These may be highly specialized or limited release or any variety of reason. If the medication does not fit into the tier, then it will have specialized pricing. For example, 50% coinsurance with a $500 deductible. Earlier in the episode, I broke down the cost for this if the medication was $100 for a 30-day supply. You would end up paying $50 a month until after the 10th month when you have paid $500. After $500, then the deductible would kick in and your health insurance would foot the bill the remaining 2 months. Sweet. If you are enjoying this episode, you can follow us on any podcast app. Episodes are released every week. Share your thoughts about health insurance with us on X, formerly known as Twitter, as @solo_health. Hey, good stuff. The last thing I wanted to cover today is income protection. There are health insurance plans that provide this benefit for self-employed people and employees who want to purchase their own health insurance. Not being able to work could be a disaster upon our finances. Our expenses don't stop simply because we have. Income protection is a benefit that may kick in after 30 days when one is out of work for a qualifying event. It may last from 6 to 12 months depending on the options selected. Income protection affords you the peace of mind to know that while you are being treated, your expenses are still going to be covered. Review your health insurance plan and talk with your favorite health insurance expert about this important benefit to make sure that you and your family are covered during the event that you are unable to work due to ongoing qualified medical treatment. Excellent. Today we discussed in detail the various costs involved with health insurance. This includes premiums, deductibles, prescriptions, copayments, coinsurance, in-network, and out-of-network. All of these can have an effect on your annual medical costs. By understanding deductibles, we know that we can alter the monthly amount of our deductible. If we know that we won't have a large amount of expenses for the year, then maybe we can opt for a higher deductible and lower premium. You will want to consider your healthcare needs and the needs of your loved ones. If we have a surgery planned for the upcoming year, perhaps we may want to have a lower deductible and opt for a higher monthly premium in order to better control our out-of-pocket costs. The cost of prescriptions can vary based on the tier that the drug is listed in. We also learned that there are health insurance plans available that include income protection. This gives us peace of mind knowing that our expenses will still be paid even when we have ongoing medical treatment. Next week, we will dive deeper into health insurance premiums in relation to tax deductibles and medical claims. Finally, after this, I have plans to discuss underwritten and guarantee issue plans, something you don't want to miss. Hey, this is Barbara. I am yours in health. Let me help you navigate the amazing world of health insurance. Remember, every day can be a healthy day. And thank you for being so awesome.